Rebecca Fogarty, Engagement and Collaboration Manager at Public Health Wales, told me about the annual campaign, It Makes Sense.
So every year in November, the NHS in Wales marks Sensory Loss Awareness Month with the It Makes Sense campaign. Normally, it can involve a big conference-style event, but obviously with the circumstances of the pandemic, we've chosen to do it quite differently this year. But the overall aim remains broadly the same. So it's about raising awareness with health professionals about sensory loss and the steps that they can take to enable access to healthcare for people who are living with sensory loss, but also to raise awareness amongst the general public about what rights and access they can enjoy in NHS services across Wales. So we recommend that people who have particular communication needs are open and proactively mention those to their health professional. So we have the All Wales standards for accessible communication and information for people with sensory loss. So health professionals should be aware of those standards and able to make adjustments for you to help you with your communication and information in particular. In terms of the current climate as well, we'd just say that, you know, there are plenty of measures being taken across health services to keep you safe when you're accessing health. And it's really important that you do keep attending appointments, that you feel confident to do that. So if at any point you're not sure about something or you feel a little bit nervous, then please don't hesitate to ask your health professional what measures have been put in place, particularly if they're things that you can't see and you'd just like somebody to explain that to you. That will absolutely not be a problem. So the first step is definitely to inform your health professional of any sight loss that you do have. All health professionals in the NHS in Wales have access to training through our e-learning programme on sensory loss. So they should then be able to take the appropriate steps to make sure that you have access to the information that you need, that you have a good patient experience, and that any adjustments that you need are taken care of. You might also find as well that we're encouraging health professionals to ask you, what's the best way for you to communicate with us? Are there any particular needs that you have, and to make a proactive offer of any communication assistance that we can provide as well. If you can inform beforehand, that is certainly really helpful. It'll help with being able to plan assistance in advance. But, you know, please don't be afraid to mention it at any point. It just is an additional help if you can mention it beforehand.
You say that it's through the month of November and it's for your healthcare professionals. What happens for them within this month?
Rather than have our sort of big bang event this year, we've got a number of things happening through the month. So through our internal communications for staff, we have got, for example, newsletter articles going out. We've got a poster that signposts NHS staff to where they can get assistance to help you. And we're also running a number of events. Some are specific to health board areas, but we've got an NHS-wide event next week in which NHS staff can hear directly from people with lived experience of sensory loss, both sight loss and hearing loss, to help them understand what steps they can take in future to be that kind of accessible and welcoming service that we want every patient at the NHS to experience.
There are other people involved, such as porters, admin staff, reception. Are they included in this scheme?
They are, absolutely, yeah. So everybody who is on NHS payroll is included in all of our communications this month. The other thing that we're doing is using all of the NHS social media channels to promote the campaign. So even if you don't access it because potentially you're not at a computer very often, for example, and you're not accessing things digitally, hopefully you'll be reached through our social media channels. And those messages are really about, you know, what's available in the public domain that can assist both the patient and the healthcare professional in making sure that the experience is a good one. And one of the other things that has been particularly apparent in the current times is that things have been challenging for everybody, but it's about understanding those additional challenges that people with sensory loss experience. So we know, for example, that for anybody, wearing a face covering, for example, might inhibit your communication, but that will be particularly challenging for people with hearing loss. So it's about recognising each other's needs, being kind and taking the steps that we can to improve experience and access to health. We're conscious as well at the moment that there's lots of information coming through, particularly about COVID, but also about other aspects of the health service that have been changed because of the pandemic. We just want to be clear that we have a commitment to make sure that information is accessible, whatever your communication needs. And so we've been working with third sector partners to try and get that information out to different groups. And the information you access from the comfort of your own home is as important to us as the information that you get when you're in a hospital or a doctor's clinic. So we'd really urge you to have a look at your local NHS Health Board's website or the Public Health Wales website for more information.
Rebecca Fogarty, Engagement and Collaboration Manager at Public Health Wales.